to you in peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon, it's the Old Testament lesson, especially verse 17. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. And I think of so many of the prophecies of the Old Testament. This ranks up there as one of the most amazing of them because it speaks the unexpected. And the unexpected is quite the opposite of where we would expect the flow of the plan of salvation to be going. Because, you see, religion is how man searches for God, how man praises God, how man worships God. And so if we learn how to do that exactly right, then we can be in heaven and we can be singing the praises of God. But that is not the final goal that God has in mind. In fact, he turns it around completely. So you have this unexpected verse. Unexpected fifth line of five in a verse. He will exult over you with loud singing. And there's a story leading up to that, of course. So Jesus comes into our world. And as he comes into the world on Christmas, you have the angels singing his praise and rejoicing and celebrating. And there's glory to God in the highest and on earth peace. Goodwill to men. That's a weak translation. I'll explain on December 24th why that's a weak translation. There is so much stronger in that verse than we first suspect. But there's rejoicing and celebrating and shepherds coming and wise men that are on their way and there's a star and all kinds of things. And God has breached the divide. He has stepped into our human nature. Does he know what he's in for? And before you say yes, because of course, yes, does he know what he's in for? Does he know what is in this human nature? How much evil, how much hatred, how much wandering off, how much self-centeredness, how much forgetting about what God has said and chasing after everything else in the world? Does he know this? And as he comes into our world, how's he received? Well, how's he received by King Herod? By the king trying to kill him. Welcome to earth, O noble guest, is one of our hymns. The second part of From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. Welcome to earth, O noble guest. Let me send soldiers to try and snuff you out right now. That's King Herod. Welcome to earth, O noble guest. Now let's have a spending spree, and then after this is all over, we can go back to doing everything the way that we used. Welcome to earth, O noble guest. Let me make the season all about Santa Claus. Does he know what he's in for? And the answer is, yes, he knows every bit of it. Because he's God. And like the Gospel of John says, he didn't need anyone to tell him what was in a human heart. He knew it himself. He knew what was in the heart of every man. And yet he comes into this world. And as he comes into this world, there's rejoicing and celebrating because the Son of God has come. All of heaven rejoices because God is bringing salvation into our world. Why does all of heaven rejoice? Why do the angels rejoice? Who did the angels learn this rejoicing from? If you take a little detour into Luke chapter 15 and you run across the parable of the prodigal son, and the prodigal comes back and his father receives him back safe and sound, who is it that orders bring sandals for his feet and a ring for his finger and a fine robe and let's feast and celebrate, and then there's music and dancing. Who orders that? That'd be the Father. When God celebrates, there is absolute rejoicing in heaven, and the angels are drawn into the celebrating, and they sing and they rejoice. What are they celebrating about? Us. Receiving salvation. What are they celebrating about? Us having the Son of God decide to be one of us. And Christianity turns it all backwards. And it's not man searching for God, it is God searching for man. And Jesus talks about the good shepherd who goes searching for his sheep, and when he finds it, he puts it on his shoulders rejoicing. He's celebrating. He's going home with his lost sheep. And he's calling his friends together and saying, "Rejoice with me. I found my sheep that was lost." You see, the theme here is that God is moving toward a time and events where he can bring all of his people together in his heaven, before the throne of Jesus, and on that day, incredible rejoicing. Not just angel choirs, not just mankind singing our praises. Tucked away here in the Old Testament is that one line of that one verse, of that one chapter of the book Zephaniah. He will exult over you with loud singing. Well, how do we get there? He comes into our nature. He knows all of what we're all about. And then Jesus does the incredible. Instead of telling us to reform our lives, instead of laying down teachings about how we can be better, says about John the Baptist, he was the greatest among those born of women, yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven, we have a Savior who made himself least in the kingdom of heaven. Who is greater? The one who sits at the table or the one who comes up and serves? Yet I am among you as one who serves. He said that later in the meal, after, at the beginning of the meal, washing feet and gathering to himself all of the needs, all of the weaknesses, all of the sins, all of the failings, all of the falling short, all of the wandering off, all of the rebellion, all of the separation, all of the darkness in the soul, gathering it into himself to carry it to the cross, to offer himself up, the perfect victim with perfect faith for the sins of the world. That's the measure of his love. So that when we get to the end, and we're standing there before Jesus, and it's Judgment Day, and the other events of Judgment Day are happening, and the graves have been opened, and the angels gathering all of his elect to him, and Jesus sits as a shepherd separating the sheep from the goats, and he says to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you." And as all of that is going, somewhere in all of that busyness of Judgment Day, there comes the time for Jesus himself to rejoice with singing. Not only singing, but loud singing, and to rejoice over you, celebrating, Jesus celebrating that you are with him for all eternity. How'd that happen? Well, what he did is he broke down the barrier, came through into our world, carried our sins, offered himself for us, did the sacrifice that is one-time offering for all sins, for all mankind, so that all who believe in him and know him as their Savior are drawn into the kingdom of God, are redeemed, have eternal life, belong to Jesus, and are there to celebrate with Jesus through all eternity. That's the goal. The purpose of the kingdom of God is not to straighten out the world so that we get rid of all of the sins. That has to be done. The purpose of the kingdom of God is not to reform all mankind so that we perfectly obey the law. That has to be done. The purpose of the kingdom is not to reform sinners so that those sinners will have a true and completely faithful faith in God. That has to be done, yes. But the whole purpose of what God has in mind is that day when he can rejoice with no limits to the rejoicing, celebrating, and heaven and earth joining with and celebrating, all creation joining with and celebrating. Because now, on that day, he has you to be with him forever. And that's the meaning of that one line. He will exult over you with loud singing. That's related to Christmas. It's related to Christmas because why did Jesus come into the world? See how we set up the display in front here? Behind the Christmas tree. What is that behind the Christmas tree? It's the cross. Comes into our world so as to forgive sins, make us right with his Father, bring us back into his kingdom, so that beyond the cross there is the empty tomb, the resurrection, the celebrating of life. And that empty tomb and that resurrection and that life that goes on will be God sharing eternity with us. Not just eternity as time goes on and on and on, but eternity where it is so good that there never is a time when you say, "Isn't this getting a little bit old?" It's eternal celebrating and joy because of what Jesus has done and because of the relationship that we will have with God. On that day, the rejoicing without limit and without end. In Jesus' name, amen.